Welcome back to Mornings with Carmen. I'm your host, Carmen LaBerge, joined now on Skype by Dr. David Murray. David is a professor of Old Testament and Practical Theology at Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary. He's also helping to raise a new generation of Christ-like men. And so, David, welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
Thank you, Carmen. Just listening to your news headlines there, it just shows the need for more and more biblical teaching about Christian manhood, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's just start right there, because I think that as soon as Christians begin to distinguish Christian manhood from what the culture is advocating in terms of the eradication of sexual identity and yet elevation of it as as an idol to whom we must all bow down, help us understand. When you say biblical manhood, when you say what it means to be a man in terms of Christianity, give us a little sense of what you're talking about.
You know, in essence, Carmen, it's about being like Christ, who had that unique combination of what seems like extremes, but when brought together is just a beautiful picture of masculinity and indeed humanity. You know, he's got that strength, and yet he's got that gentleness. He's got the ability to speak truth to power, and yet he's the kindest, compassionate counselor to victims. He can mix it with tough fishermen, and yet he inspired many women to follow him. He has that ability to say hard things, but in a way that is compelling and persuasive and not at all abusive. I think we could go on and on, but what I see today is the problem of having one extreme at the with the lack of the other. And the end result is horrible imbalance, either on the one hand, a very weak, almost pathetic manliness, if you can even call it that, and on the other hand, a horrible, abusive manliness that has no compassion or tenderness at all. So we're trying to really emphasize Christ-likeness and the beautiful way he balances these seemingly opposite characteristics in the one person.
So I'm going to jump right in with a question that I will hear, certainly, as a woman. I will hear people rebuff this conversation and say, this is about elevating men above women. This is about advocating for, some sort of hierarchy of relationships. Can you speak to the reality that we're talking here about men and women equally created in the image of God and yet with distinctive roles?
No, and I understand the critique, because there have been way too many examples of what you're mentioning there. Way too many men in power, in the church, in state, in companies have taken advantage of these positions. And, you know, justice needs to be brought to bear in the church, in the state. And personally, I welcome the recent interest in and advocacy for such, both in the state and in the church. Yes, there are extremes in the Me Too and Church Too movement, but there did need to be a day of reckoning for men who have abused that power and who have used it to crush and to manipulate. So I welcome that, but you know, the problem with society, especially in our social media driven ages, you end up going to the other extreme. Men don't have any voice. They don't have any rights. They themselves become victims of injustice. And so, you know, again, we've got to just get back to the Bible, not be influenced by caricatures or culture, but by the example and teaching of Christ. And that is, to me, the crying need of the day, both in the church and in the wider society.
And you have really developed a unique approach to how to address that need. And so let's start the conversation about Christian Man Academy, and then we'll continue that conversation after we take a brief break. But tell people what the Christian Man Academy is and where they can find it.
Yeah, I was watching last year as the conversation was developing in the culture about masculinity, especially watching the rise of Jordan Peterson and his voice, his message, the appeal this had to so many men, so many Christian men. Indeed, many of the men in my own seminary have been influenced by him. They admire him. They go and hear his talks and watch his videos. And I hugely admire Jordan Peterson for many, many reasons. But he does not have a distinctively Christian voice. I think there are errors in what he teaches. So I thought, well, why not bring a distinctively biblical, Christ-centered voice into this? Like, take the best of what Jordan Peterson is highlighting, but ground it entirely in the scriptures, not in psychology, not in history from myths and things like that, but really ground it in the scriptures and avoid, again, ending up in an extreme. So he's meeting a great need, but I don't think as well as it can be met. And I think the danger is that without that Christ-centered focus, he could do a lot of good, but could also do a lot of harm. So I started the Christian Man Academy just last week. I launched it actually, and I've been really just amazed at the response of men to it, signing up for watching the videos and following the curriculum. And I've got a lot to learn myself, so I hope it'll be a good community of learning and that we will develop a distinctively and attractive biblical masculinity.
So, again, friends, I'm talking with David Murray. He's a professor at Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary. Don't let the word Puritan nor the word Reformed scare you off here. This is a very grassroots conversation, and this academy is for everybody. And so we really want you to check it out, Christian Man Academy. David's website is headhearthand.org, and he and I are going to continue this discussion in just a moment.
He was around. He was the one the boy ran to. 'Cause when he said the word,
welcome back to Mornings with Carmen. I am Carmen LaBerge. I am talking with David Murray. David is a professor of Old Testament and Practical Theology at Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary. He's also the author of a blog called Head, Heart, Hand. .org, and he is offering up a free Christian Man Academy, and I want you to check it out at christianmanacademy.com. David, let's jump back in, and I feel the need, the urge, because I have been to the blog, to congratulate you on the new addition to your family. I feel like it's like just yesterday. Is this possible?
It was Friday, actually. Yeah, we'd my eldest son was married, and that was our first family wedding. So it was a wonderful day. Yeah.
So see, I kind of want to just ask you this question. So, you think about your son. You think about the fact that he is now the head of his own household, that God has created in those two people a tiny new little civilization, and that much of what you're doing in the Christian Man Academy is shepherding the hearts of other men in the way you have already shepherded the heart of your own sons. And so maybe just talk with us about what you're doing from that perspective. You really are extending to others what you've done in your own household and what you do in the academic environment every day.
Well, Carmen, thank you. It's, raising sons is a trial and error process. You learn a lot through your own mistakes. But my eldest son is now 23. I've got a 21-year-old, two girls, and then a little 5-year-old boy who was a 10-year late, came after 10 years after the girls. So there's a wide range there of experience and knowledge. And I'm just, a lot of what I've learned is through raising these children. And also seeing the young men coming into my seminary here, our seminary here. And just, I think what I've seen in my own boys and in the young men around me is just a huge need for practical instruction. There's quite a lot of good teaching out there at a theoretical level, good theology, good teaching, good instruction. But I think what I'm seeing amongst young men and my own boys too is like, just tell us what to do. What does it look like practically, down to earth, every day, to be a Christian man, a Christian husband, a Christian father, a Christian employee, a Christian church member? And that's what I'm trying to do with the Christian Man Academy, is really bring it down to earth and show very practically the steps that they can take to learn and practice being a true Christian man. And yeah, my son, he's in the Marine Corps, so he's got his own manliness, but you know, he's also managed to combine a lovely tenderness for his new wife, and it's lovely to see that Christ-likeness coming out and that lovely combination of strength yet gentleness.
So for folks maybe who aren't big readers and might be scared that a seminary professor is offering a free course online and they're like, I'm nowhere prepared for that. Tell people about the format of Christian Man Academy.
Yeah, you're right, Carmen. Men are not reading an awful lot. Maybe seminary students are, but most men are not. They're very busy. Young men are not reading that much. So I decided to make it video-based, and most of the videos will be 3, 4 minutes long. We put out a couple a week. I've got 50 lined up and writing another 50. It's just when you start getting into the subject, you realize there's just so much to teach, so much to learn. So yeah, hopefully that men will find that, you know, 10 minutes a week to watch a couple of videos, and there's always a call to action in it, some study questions. I know men already are meeting to discuss it, fathers and sons, and Bible study groups, breakfast groups. So just hoping that these short videos will start a conversation and will help men begin to, you know, flesh this out in their daily lives. And you know, my passion is that I'll never hear about it in this world, obviously, but that lives will really be changed, that marriages will be changed, that homes will be changed, that children will be raised in homes seeing, you know, biblical Christ-like models of manhood. And that means men who are going to stand up for the weak, and they're going to care, and they're going to be kind, and they're going to love, as well as lead and show strength and show courage. And just be that Christ-like man that, with the help of God's Spirit, they can be.
So a couple of additional questions, David, because I think that there's probably folks listening who are saying, well, that all sounds great, but I could never afford to enroll in a seminary course. It's going to be way too expensive. So give them the really good news today.
Well, it doesn't cost anything. This is free. I'm not trying to make any money out of this. I just want to put out good teaching that's available, accessible freely to as many as possible, and just try and watch what God can do with it. And, you know, what I see in young men is they want to be men of God. They want to be what God wants them to be. They just, at times they say to me, I just don't know what that looks like. And therefore I thought just modeling that on video and helping them to see what it looks like. And over time, I really believe these young men, with all their passion and desire to honor the Lord, can really change what even our culture thinks is a real man, what is a true man, not just a true man of God.
If you've just joined us, I'm Carmen LaBurge. My guest is David Murray. We are talking about Christian Man Academy. You can check it out at ChristianManAcademy.com. There's a lot of confusion in the culture today about what it means to be a man. And there's lots of young men in the culture today who were not raised in homes with fathers and certainly not raised in Christian homes with fathers. So if you're wondering how Christian guys can know what God wants from them and what it looks like to be an authentically Christian man, we certainly want you to check out ChristianManAcademy.com. David, in the couple of minutes we have left, I would just appreciate your reaction to, because I've read your blog, so I know you know sort of where your heart is on the conversation related to sexual abuse in the church. Let's talk about how that is not Christian manliness.
Yeah, Carmen, this goes right to my heart because I've been involved in many cases within churches where women have been abused and assaulted, and churches are a disaster generally in dealing with it. And I actually lost my ministry in the year 2000 in Scotland over standing up for 5 young women who were assaulted by a prominent churchman. But I don't regret that for a minute. You know, that's what true manhood is. And yet, you know, we're 20 years on, and still the church has not learned what it means to stand up for victims of oppression and abuse of power. And it's just, it's grievous to me that it takes newspaper reports and newspaper exposures to actually bring about change. But if that's the way God chooses, you know, I want the change. I would rather it came through biblical conviction. But if change is coming, that's going to protect a lot more women in the years to come. And I'm just earnestly praying that this will be the turning point. When men, you know, start listening to women, start listening to victims, and stop assuming that they know best, that they go out and get training from people like, you know, Diane Langberg, Rachel Den Hollander, and many other victims advocates, and really learn the pain of this, and be Christ-like in their response to it, and show that the church is a real refuge and a safe place for women, especially broken, hurting women, that they can trust and they can find Christ-likeness there, not just in the preaching, but in the practice of Christianity.
Mm. David Murray, thank you so much for your witness. Thank you so much for your willingness to not only share with us here today on Mornings with Carmen, but with everybody at Christian Man Academy. So again, friends, you can check out David's blog at headhearthand.org and also christianmanacademy.com. When we come back, I'm gonna talk a little bit about the policies and practices in my own congregation related to being sure that the most vulnerable are protected. You are listening to Mornings with Carmen. I'm your host, Carmen LaBerge.